At the Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting in Kearney, talking with Andrew Walmsley, who is Director of Congressional Relations for American Farm Bureau Federation. And Andrew, let's talk about the Farm Bill. We're still waiting to see all the details here. From what you know, are you pretty confident and pretty happy with what's in there?
Yeah, from where we're sitting today and what we understand, obviously with the caveat, we haven't seen the legislative text, but with conversations on the Hill, those that are inside the room, it sounds like we'll have a pretty good farm bill for agriculture. You know, it was stated early on, this is a evolutionary, not a revolutionary farm bill, so there's not going to necessarily see a whole host of surprises of changes, but hopefully enough tweaking and refinements around the edges that we've improved a lot of the commodity programs. Obviously, we don't see a negative impact of crop insurance. We defeated those harmful amendments and a lot of the other programs that are in there, so we're pretty optimistic, positive that hopefully we're finally there. We'll get it done before the end of the year.
I know there was some debate about conservation programs. Any idea how that's going to end up?
I think there's going to be parts that look like the Senate bill. You know, for us, we like some of the provisions in the House bill dealing with CSP and EQIP. We thought that was maybe a little bit different approach, but a good approach to protect the good parts of those programs going forward. I think we'll see some of the House language end up, but the framework of the Senate. Still, one of those, we don't have all the details, but you know, we understand CRP is probably going to come in about 27 million acres, maybe a rough 90% county riddle rate. They might still be playing with the numbers a little bit as they're working with CBO, but I don't think we'll see anything hopefully too burdensome from farmers, that we're still focused on stewardship and production lands, but also making sure we're good stewards of the environment.
So what it all comes down to is just having a safety net in place, I guess, for farmers. So there's some protection there. You're confident that this does that?
Yeah, we think there's been an improvement to the risk management programs that are so important, whether that's the commodity title programs or, you know, for a lot of producers, crop insurance. Those should still be intact. We'll still have good steward conservation programs. You know, we don't have a lot of details when it comes to research and maybe looking forward, but we think Congress has done their due diligence and really tried to put a good bill together.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, is that going to be a challenge getting that through Congress in its current form?
Well, you never know when it comes to Congress. You know, the president announced here recently that he intends to withdraw formally from NAFTA, obviously putting a lot more pressure on Congress to act. We'll see. I think, not that we're betting on this or anything like that, but I think we're optimistic it'll eventually get done. You know, there'll be a lot of theatrics that have to take place because of the interests that are involved with this. But ultimately, in the end, you know, hopefully not too much uncertainty with withdrawal, but enough pressure there for Congress to act in the affirmative to ratify the new agreement.
And is there a timeline on that? I mean, you think it'll happen shortly after the first of the year?
It'll probably take a little while. Congress will have to get everything in order. You know, it could be 6 months to a year. The withdrawal kind of puts into that question. I think it's a 6 month notice before the president could formally withdraw. So I don't think we'll see a ton of action very early, maybe midsummer till things start heating up. You know, Congress always has to work under a deadline. They're not very proactive. They're very much a procrastinating bunch.
This threat to withdraw from NAFTA, I mean, is this a big concern?
You know, with this administration, it's all part of the art of the deal, right? And I think it's a negotiating tactic. I don't know if it's a complete surprise that we would see this take place, but it does put the ball in Congress's court. They'd have to take some type of action, whereas if we don't formally withdraw, in theory, they would never have to take up the new USMCA agreement.
Okay, one more question then. What other issues or topics, I mean, are kind of the top of your list heading into the next year?
Well, we talked about Farm Bill. Got to get that done. We don't want to start over in that process. We've got an appropriations partial funding of the government to work through. A couple of those appropriations bills are, you know, agriculture. The other one's transportation, where we've got some language in there dealing with electronic logging devices. You know, some of the challenge we see for our livestock producers as we try to address hours of service, we'd like to see that continue on. So we're opening that up at the end of the year. It's still unclear if there's going to be a disaster package. A lot of producers that have been impacted in the southeast and out west, wildfire and hurricanes, some negotiation going on there. So those are kind of our near term to do. Maybe a vote on a tax package in the House. That's still not clear. That was supposed to take place last week. It didn't play out. And then we'll be gearing up for a new Congress where it'll be a lot of educating for 100 and something new members.